Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 3, Trollsig for Beginners.
Hey, Gubbin.
Yeah?
Can you teach me how to say something in troll?
In troll?
Yeah.
I assume you mean Trollsig.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, you're a troll, right?
You trying to be funny?
Come on, teach me something in Trollsig. How do you say hello?
You don't.
Oh, come on, Gub.
There's no such word in High Trollsig.
There's gotta be.
Doesn't exist.
Well, what do you say then?
Nothing. You just talk. How trolls are.
No hello? You just start talking?
Or not. You got nothing to say? You say nothing. It's better that way. Why the sudden interest?
Oh, yeah, I'm just curious.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, okay, well, say I was to meet, I don't know, like a lady troll.
So that's what this
is about. No, not like that. Oh, well, okay, like that.
You could not handle a troll.
Gubbin, you underestimate me. Sure, I'm not exactly a side of beef, but...
Oh, you'd snap like a twig.
Look, it's just... I gotta tell you...
You and a troll!
I know, but here's the thing. Things are a little quiet on the romantic side.
So you scared off the entire human population?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, maybe I should cast the net a little wider.
Trolls, though?
Yeah!
Start small, like a pixie, man!
Look, troll women are solid. Troll women are, they're forthright, they're hardworking, they're not flimsy and flighty like human girls.
Have you ever actually met a troll woman?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely I've seen one.
Yeah, you see, Farloria is not exactly a hot destination for trolls.
Yeah, why is that anyway?
I don't know. Could be the folks down around here don't like us that much.
Well, I like trolls.
Well, unfortunately for you, there is no eligible troll woman in this town.
Unfortunately for me, what about you?
Ideal.
Well, what if one did come to town?
Come to this town? She'd have to be as dumb as a plank.
Well, I don't know. You might change your tune if you met her.
Met who?
Well, no one. Just, you know, a hypothetical troll lady.
Well, maybe if you close your eyes and pray real hard to Hansflar.
Pray to who?
Hansflar Nuki, the love goddess.
Would that work?
You could try.
Okay, so say I did that, and I happened to meet a troll of the female persuasion. What would I say to her?
What would you say to her? Probably,
hi there, pretty lady. Oh no, put me down.
Yeah,
help.
Okay. Yeah, that's supposed to be me. I'm guessing. Super.
That's you getting squashed like a little bug in the ground.
Yeah, I picked up that part. And it was hilarious. Thank you so much.
By a pretty troll lady.
clever. Yeah.
Oh man, now I'm gonna need a mop.
Look, why are you so down on troll-human romance, Gub?
Maybe I'm just skeptical of humans that think that they're into trolls, huh?
Well, ouch! Wait. Something happened, didn't it? You had your heart broken. Yeah, see? Your stony silence speaks volumes.
If I say nothing, it's because I got nothing to say.
You were in love with the human lady.
I was not,
You were in
actually.
Love with the human... Yes, you were. Yes, look. Look at you. Was she pretty? Was she? What was her name?
Stan.
What was her name?
Stan,
tell
give
me.
It up, Stan.
What was her name? Come on, tell me.
Johan.
Yeah, Johan. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Really?
I'm done talking.
I was right, though, wasn't I? Did he break your heart? Wow. You and a human dude.
You done.
I'm just trying to picture it.
Yeah, well, look, you keep picturing out loud, I might have to put your head through the top of this bar. So I would suggest you change the subject.
Why? Okay, how about just teaching me some troll? Sig, troll sig.
Fine. Stan, if you ever meet a troll woman and she doesn't beat you into porridge, I'll teach you some troll sig.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Ah, you're a pal.
I am not your pal.
You're my pal, Gubbin.
No.
You are.
Uh-uh.
And you're going to teach me high trollski. Because I just met one.
What?
Yeah, on the way here tonight. She was getting off a ship down at the quay.
A troll? Here in town?
Yeah.
What did she look like?
Tall, wide, broad. Wait, is broad this way or this way?
Blue or gray?
Sort of a bluey gray. Well, same color as you, pretty much.
Northerner, then.
Someone you know?
Hard to say. Did you get a name?
No, I don't speak troll. But here's the thing. I overheard her asking for directions to the lower bank, so she could be coming here.
I thought you didn't speak Trollsig.
Well, no, she was speaking... Oh, I guess I could have asked her name, eh?
Oh, well, life goes on finally, huh?
By all the gods!
Oh, no. This is your mystery troll woman?
Yes! Oh, thank you, Hans Flarnuxy.
What the hell is she doing here?
Quick! Gubbin, how do I say, you are a queen among women?
Aw, kid, you don't know what you're getting into.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome, madame, to the Axe and Crown. My name is Stan, and may I introduce my friend Gubbin, the proprietor?
I know who he is. Well, uncle. Say insomat.
Sorry, uncle?
Anna Batulu, what in all of hills you is do here?
Couldn't seen you also.
Wait, is this Trollsig? What does this mean?
This field wie man and who he is?
Don't ask.
Hi, my name's Stan. I own the building.
Ah, nice to meet you. I'm Batula.
Batula? So what brings you to town?
I was just passing through and thought I'd say hello.
Uh-huh, I knew it.
What?
Gubbin.
What?
Trolls do so say hello.
Yep, just heading up along the coast and thought I'd stop by and see my good old uncle.
Ha! Oh, that's nice. Well, been good seeing you.
Oh, come on. I thought I'd stay the night at least.
Oh, well, there's a couple of places a bit further down the riverside that might have rooms for two.
What about here? You don't have a room for your favorite niece?
Yeah, Gubbin, don't you have a room for your
favorite? No vacancies.
Come on, what's the problem? Is this because of that whole thing between you and Mama?
Nah, what are you talking about? We're just full up.
We have loads of vacancies, Gubbin. Do you want your favorite niece to have to sleep under a bridge or something?
Oh, you didn't go there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that because you're a troll and bridges.
No,
oh,
no, it's fine, talk. Really. It's okay. Uncle, do you have a room for me or not?
Cash up front.
Gubbin.
No, it's fine. Here.
That's Malurian money.
I know.
Yeah, well, don't know if you noticed, but this ain't Malurian.
I just got off a boat. I haven't had time to change my money.
I will take care of it. I can change it when I'm at the bank tomorrow.
Yeah, see?
Fine. Here.
If you'd like, I can take the rest of your cash, too.
Nope. No, that's fine.
You sure? I'm a customer there. I get a preferred rate.
I can do it myself.
Hey, but for sure, don't take it to those jerks by the market. They'll totally rip you off. Always go to the bank.
Sure.
Here's your key. Top floor. First door on the right.
Top floor? Why don't we give her one of the renovated rooms? Ugh. I finally talked Gubbin into fixing up some of the rooms here. Most of them didn't even have beds.
Fine. Here. Second floor at the end.
Danke heaps, uncle.
Yeah, whatevs.
Oh, let me help you with your trunk, too. Just give me a second. Hey, Gubbin.
What?
You promised. Teach me a couple words in troll. Come on, just a couple.
Vel tairvet.
Vel what?
Vel tairvet.
Vel tairvet.
Means welcome.
Nice. Hey, Batula.
Yep.
I just wanted to say, Vel Chervet.
Danke Moklet. You speak Trollsig?
Well, not really. But I'm learning.
That's very strange of you.
Oh, well, it's nothing.
And your accent is terrible.
I know, right? Well, maybe you can help me.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Hey, if you want, I can show you around Granville. Because not only am I the owner here, I am also the Axe and Crown's official tour guide.
No. Really?
Yes, no. There's lots to see here. Great markets, classic Valorian architecture. Oh, there's a brand new art gallery, too. Do you like art?
Why do you ask?
Well, I don't know. I just thought you might be interested in doing something cultural. And
who sent you?
Sent me?
Was it Arvando? What do you know about art?
I don't know much about art. Do you not like art?
You're not with the bossies?
What's a bossie? May I please be allowed to breathe? Please? Thank you.
You don't know Arvando Bossi?
No. Should I?
Never mind.
Okay. So no gallery then. That's cool. Okay. Do you like music?
Sorry about that. I thought you were someone else.
Nope. Just me. Hi.
Good. Nope. That's very good. Hi. I'm going to take my trunk upstairs now.
Sure. Oh, can I help you with that? Oh, no. Oh, looks like you got that. Wow. Okay.
Good night, Stan.
Good night, Petula.
Yeah, smooth move, Stan.
What?
Did I call it or did I call it?
Call what?
She just about snapped your neck.
Ah,
there.
No. She just mistook me for somebody else. How do you say I love you in troll?
You don't.
Maybe you don't, but there's got to be a word for it.
Good night, Stan.
What? Oh, night, Gubbin.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends, and they're going to become your friends because
you're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go!
You must have a flask?
He's got a satchel.
That was the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
Gosh. How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell.
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had 3 eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you!